B1049, it is a Friday morning time for our Pet of the Week, and Dolores from the Humane Society of Portage County is on the phone line. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yay, Friday.
Yeah, we made it to a Friday. Good-looking weekend ahead of us, too.
And I know.
And you've got a good-looking cat here.
I do, you know, and it's a beautiful picture. She doesn't look so heavy picture. But she is very overweight.
Oh, okay.
And the poor darling, Kenya is such a sweet girl. She really is. Unfortunately, her previous owner thought the way to love her is give her more food.
Oh, sure.
And so she does need to have a lot more movement. We're hoping somebody can adopt her. We need to get her into a good home where she can start running around the house and exercising.
Okay,
you know?
So she just really needs a little exercise then, huh?
She really, really does. And it gets very hard at the shelter. Sometimes we're all just too busy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times kitten season is here and we're overloaded with everything. She really needs to get into a home. Now, she is a senior girl, so her adoption fee would only be $30 plus tax. She's already spayed. She's microchipped. She's up to date on all her vaccinations. She's very healthy outside of being overweight.
Okay, so no special food or anything like that.
No special food or anything. You know, it's just a lot of loving and exercise and playtime, if you will. And I know a lot of people say, oh, she's a senior and You know what? You can adopt a kitten, and sometimes that kitten may pass away in a year or two.
You don't know.
You know, I've had a cat that lived to 24. You know, it's quality of life, not length of life, really. You know, so I encourage everybody, if you would love to have a really sweet girl, you know, to have in your home to exercise, and obviously she'll be happy on your lap, too. She's the girl. Now, she doesn't care for other cats because she was an only cat, so she's not used to cats, but she's used to dogs.
Oh.
So if you have a dog, you know, not to worry. She's used to dogs and everything and should work out just fine. But again, you know, she really, really does need a loving home. And I'm encouraging anybody, you know, if you want a real sweet girl, just one cat, boy, Kenya's your girl. You know, really, she is so sweet. Big green eyes and everything, too, and a real lover.
So if people are interested or would like to see Kenya, how do they do that?
Right. Email us or go online, fill out an application, and then we will email you we're doing appointments only. And I got to tell you, this works out so much better for all the pets because if you're a future adopter, you get quality time with the pets that you want to adopt. There's no interruptions with all kinds of people around. And the pets don't get stressed out. It used to be when we were very open, too many people stresses the dogs and cats out, really. So you get a quality time, you know, private appointment and everything, too. And this way you get to know your pet so much better. And you never know, you might walk away with one or two other pets.
Yeah.
But with Kenya, again, she is an only cat. And I encourage everybody, please, let's think about, you know, adopting an older pet.
Yeah, that would be great. Well, thank you so much, Dolores, for that. I know we'll talk to you again coming up on Tuesday for our pet tip. But one more time, our pet of the week is?
Sweet Kenya, a darling girl.
All right. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, TK. And thank you, Muzzy Broadcasting.